and in Baxter in the Morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly. We're back.
Good morning.
Hey, you're wearing one of the trendiest colors of 2019.
I am?
Did you know that?
No, and this is an older shirt.
Totally by accident.
Wow.
No, the marigold color. I saw that while I was on vacation. Because I studied fashion while I was on vacation.
Did you?
I'm a fashion studier, and that's why I wore my flannel.
You did wear a flannel today.
It's kind of cold, though.
Yeah, it is cold.
And I'm trying to get over, like, the fact that Christmas is over and vacation is over, and here we are tackling a brand new year.
And here's the thing I'd like to point out. We're still in a closet.
Yeah, that's kind of a sore subject for me, just a tad bit.
Yeah.
We've been in a closet basically for 3 weeks now. Because, and like, we went off on vacation. We were out for 11 days. And I just knew that in 11 days, they're going to have us back in the studio.
Yeah.
Because the equipment is here. Like, it's physically in the building.
It's sitting where it's supposed to sit.
And they haven't finished it. I don't know what they're waiting for. I don't know if when we take vacation, everybody takes vacation, because I heard this was like a ghost town last week.
Oh, maybe that's it.
But I did hear that. So we are still in the closet. We will continue to be in the closet. Mm-hmm. And even worse than that, like, I forgot one set of headphones. I have two sets, two pair, right? I have the one I've had forever, the standard radio headphones, and I have the Bose Bluetooth wireless that my wife bought me for my birthday.
You're right.
So I knew as I was driving here, I left those on my desk at home. Because they had to charge. What I didn't think was I had no idea where I put my other ones to be in a safe place just in case.
So we have been on a wild goose chase this morning.
But you know how you put things in a place, you're like, I'm going to put something here, and I know this is a safe place. Yeah. It's going to be here forever. I have no clue.
You can't think of your safe place.
I've gone through all the safe places. I've gone through my file cabinet. I've gone through my desk.
Someone took them.
So here we go. We're going to kick off 2019. I have no headphones and I'm doing radio.
But you know what? There's still a smile on your face. There's hope. There's a glimmer.
There is?
Of positivity.
We'll need to have Eric Birch on the show today, I think.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
A lot of people kind of focus on changing things in the new year.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought that. I was like, you know what? January 1st, complete diet starts. Because over the holidays, you just can't diet.
And I tried, and I did it half the time.
It's but
it just doesn't work. Yeah.
No, it really doesn't. Because even if you're on a diet, your family's not. Mm-hmm. And they don't care.
It's 100% true.
So I thought 100% that I was going to start on January 1st. And then I was like, wait a minute. January 1st? That's my final day of vacation.
That's a celebration, too.
That makes no sense. And I realized this morning as I was going through social media that I've done something. I didn't do something I've done forever. And now I'm worried about it.
What
and I'll probably
it?
Worry all year. I didn't have any black eyed peas. And that was like the deal. That was
you
a superstition.
And me both. I didn't either.
You didn't?
We're going to be fine.
But like, I know.
I'm knocking on wood.
Because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I saw people who did.
Mm-hmm.
They had the hog jowl, they had the black eyed peas, they had the cornbread,
the greens,
all this stuff. Like, they're all hoping for a great year. And I believe most years, if not all years, that I've had that stuff. So here I am walking dangerously, living on the tightrope today.
You're such a rebel.
Because I don't have it.
Yeah. I didn't either, though. So I'm with you.
So either we're going to have a great year because we didn't have it.
We're going to have a wonderful year, Brandon.
You don't think that has anything to do with it?
No.
But they sell a lot of black-eyed peas that way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we could eat some today, I guess.
Oh, that'd be great. It
doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. But. That's like putting out a letter to Santa today. I mean, it's totally pointless.
There's plenty of time to plan.
Kai's letter to Santa was really cute.
Aww.
Because he got excited about Santa coming back.
Yeah.
Like on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Because he knew, oh my gosh, good stuff. And he opened up one of his presents that was a hoverboard. You ever tried one of those?
Once, and I decided to never try it again because I don't want to be in a cast when I raise my family.
and somehow, like, kids are good at it.
I know.
And they get on it, and within just a couple of minutes, they know how to do it, and they're doing 360s, and Kai was flying around the house.
I saw a video of him on your wife's Instagram, I guess on her stories, of him doing, like, a 360 turn over and over and over and over again.
I think she's put out a documentary over the weekend. She posts everything. And it's like a 30 for 30 from ESPN, but it's our life.
It's really good. I enjoy it.
And it's always, there's going to be a picture of the dog barking at the TV.
I think she should keep doing it. I love it.
That's her bit. Mm-hmm. So Kai gets the hoverboard and Dad's going to try to show him how to do it, right? And then I had the vision of Mike Tyson. Remember Tyson when he got on the hoverboard and he fell off?
Oh, yeah. fell hard. Looked like he knocked himself out.
Because I truly believe, and maybe some other parent out there can confirm this, I believe they go faster when you weigh more. Because I think the engine inside of it decides it needs to rev up to carry your weight.
Your wife was supposed to send me a video of you riding the board. She right. was supposed to.
Well, you know what? It never happened because I was never able to get it to go.
Really?
I mean, I got it to take off, but it would like fly around the house. And I'm like, there ain't no way I'm getting on this thing. It's really difficult to do it.
Yeah, it is funny how kids, it doesn't matter. 3 to 17 just get on there like it's nothing.
So my sister-in-law decides on the next day, oh, she's going to do it. Oh, I'm getting on there. She's probably 120 pounds,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, no.
Right? And she gets on there, and she's like, this is going to be easy. She was an athlete like my wife.
Right.
No.
No?
Wasn't easy. I basically had to protect her from dying. She's like, just wow. make sure I get up here okay. And so I hold on to her a little bit. And the yeah. next thing I know, I'm having to basically carry her
right.
like we're in Dirty Dancing.
Wow.
Because she went flying around.
Yeah. Goodness.
It wasn't going to work for me.
I think you should bring it up here for the staff to try.
Well, see, there was also an issue with that. The only person who could probably do that is David.
Oh, David.
Because there's a weight limit. And I didn't realize that. I was wondering why the hoverboard was squealing. Like, legit, there's beeping noises on this hoverboard. And it was because I weighed too much. The sucker was going, meep, 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 straight up like that. And I thought, well, this son of a gun doesn't even work. We bought a defective one.
Does it have like a weight limit on the box?
It has it on the instructions.
What's the weight limit?
It's more than me. I mean, less than me.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. But there's not many people here who could probably do that except David and maybe our GM.
So we're going to bring it tomorrow and we will video it.
Yeah, David, the guy who's afraid to ride a bicycle.
Right.
Do you remember the time we had somebody bring up a bicycle and David, the barrel boy, was going to try to ride it? And we're yeah. like, David, as soon as you get on it, it's going to be really easy.
And they had to hold it the whole time and it was not easy.
He legitimately, I don't know if one side of his body weighs more than the other. If he has some
he
type
kept
of
leaning
abnormality.
To one.
But he was never able to do it. You can teach a 4-year-old to do that, and David couldn't figure it out.
That's great.
So that was a fond memory.
Yes, it is.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, and we are back at work today. And Kelly is wearing the trendiest color of 2019.
What'd you call it?
Marigold.
Oh, I just called it mustard.
I don't know if people really are going to clamor to have the mustard shirt.
Well, mustard is still, I mean, it's basically kind of the same, right?
It is, but okay. I mean, marigold sounds better.
I like mustard.
Well, the new trend for 2019 is mustard. Wear mustard on your clothes.
Yes.
We had a part-timer one time when we were doing hamburgers and hot dogs that always wore mustard on his
oh,
shirt.
Oh, no.
And some grease from the hamburgers, too.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Got Your Gossip.
All right, Got Your Gossip on The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. My wife found another reason to think he's the greatest person on earth.
Oh, me too, yeah.
And then make me jealous because The Rock was able to give his mother a really cool Christmas gift. And it was basically a deal where she got to open up a card that said her gift was a house, a new house.
Wow.
Any house, anywhere in the world, for any price. That's a pretty cool
that
gift.
That is awesome.
That video is actually up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com.
Got Your Gossip on Ariana Grande. So back in October, she and her fiance, Pete Davidson, had this ugly breakup after this 4-month engagement. And yesterday, a fan tweeted, who is Ariana going to date now? All right. Uh-oh. Well, she responded by saying this, I quote, can they tell me too? Spoiler for the rest of this year, probably my life, it's no one. Please refer back to this tweet for further questions.
Yeah.
So with all of the relationship drama she's had, don't count on Ariana to jump back into one in 2019.
Got Your Gossip on Kanye West, who was a little bit mad at Drake. I'm not sure why they fight all the time.
Kanye mad? What?
But like those two guys don't like each other, and they are always bickering on social media, and most of it's coming from the Kanye side. Well, evidently, Drake decided to follow Kim Kardashian on social media.
Ooh.
But Drake doesn't follow Kanye. So Kanye got word that Drake was following his wife and called him out on social media for following his wife and not following him. Like, I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Because if I were to know that somebody was following my wife, especially if it's a dude following
right.
my wife
mm-hmm.
and they don't follow me, I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens. You think your husband would be like, what the heck?
No, he doesn't care. But me,
you would
I care,
right? Because
yeah.
we keep up with stuff like
right.
that. But Kanye was fired up about it and called out Drake. And then Drake had to, well, he didn't have to, but he went and unfollowed Kim Kardashian. But do you think he did that just because?
Yes, I do.
And do you think Kim decided to stir that a little bit?
Yes, I think Drake's messing with him.
And then Kim goes, you're never going to believe who just followed me on Instagram. But how would she know?
And Drake is laughing his way to the bank.
And here's what I feel bad about. And maybe I should change the way I work on social media. I'm afraid Kanye is going to go off on me next. Because I follow his wife. And I don't follow him.
What if he did?
So, Kanye, please don't be mad. I mean nothing by it.
Right.
Other than Kim posts some interesting stuff.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
K-Fine.
Stay tuned for more.
More country is coming up next.
On the big 107.9 K-Fine.
We might be unfamiliar voices here for a minute if you guys worked all last week and the early part of this week because we've been on vacation. But here we are and we're back. It's January 2nd. It's a new year.
Yes.
How many times will I say, hey, 2018?
A lot. Same,
especially in birthdays.
Yeah, same thing if you're writing the year. You'll write 2018 for like the first 3 months of the year, and then you finally get it.
Do you remember writing checks?
Yes.
When we used to write a lot of checks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't written a check. I couldn't even tell you the last time.
There's been a few times I have.
My wife pays, there might be one set of bills she pays with checks, but nothing else. Like, I physically used to have like the immaculate register.
Did you really?
Because I was like a Nazi about it.
That's
I wanted
good.
To make sure that things were going to be right, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would sit there and I would detail that checkbook register. And if it would come off $5 wrong, like if I had five more is probably okay. But $5 less, where did the $5 go?
I was always the person that has to get the duplicate checks because I would forget to write it in my register. And no worries, you have the duplicate to remind you what you wrote a check for.
That was too expensive. I wouldn't
Brandon,
pay for
it
that.
Was like $3.
But I wouldn't pay
oh
for that.
Oh my gosh.
It's the same way that if I go to the beer store and the beer is either $11 or $14, I'm buying $11.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care if it tastes awful and it's embarrassing.
I
don't
care.
You have
a problem.
But it saves me $3. But at the end of the year, all those $3 add up.
To 17.
And then I'm able to give my son a better Christmas.
18, yes.
Because I'm the ideal father.
Oh,
I'm thinking about this for my son's future. Every $3 I save is $3 saved. Surely other people think like that. So Carrie goes and posts this photo that when I saw it, I was like, wow, that's not very Carrie-like. Because she was showing off her entire belly.
I did think about you, though, when I saw the picture.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I was like, Brandon loves this picture. Not only is it Carrie Underwood, but it's showing her big old pregnant belly.
So she'll have a baby any day
Any
now.
Second, yeah.
We'll be the first ones there. I'm actually going to go to Nashville and wait.
That is so nice of you.
I'm going to take her a gift at the hospital.
That's great.
You think I could get in?
No.
I'm here to see Carrie Underwood.
Right. You along with everybody else.
But anyway, that picture's up on the BBITM blog if you want to check it out. At kfine.com, kfin.com.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's this 34-year-old guy named Johnny from Portland, Oregon, and he works as a pharmacist at a local pharmacy.
Are you doing your own echo effects?
I think I am.
Portland, Oregon.
But back in November of last year, he was busted for hiding a camera in the employee bathroom. This is a pharmacist.
You can't do that?
Right. No, Brandon, you
I'll
can't.
Be right back.
Right? Well, he was fired. Then after an investigation, he was charged on 71 separate accounts.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, while he was waiting on his court date, he got a part-time job as a cashier at a Banana Republic. How they didn't know about what had happened, I don't know. But he got another job. Believe it or not, a few weeks ago, he was arrested for hiding another camera in the employee bathroom.
What?
Yeah. So anyway, now he's in jail on $2 million bail, waiting on basically a new set of charges. Now, speaking of taking pictures and using a camera, what did Cinderella say when she left the photo store?
I have no idea.
Someday, my prince will come. Get it? Like, prince. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Wow.
You're listening to Brandon Baxter in the Morning, 107.9.
It is still dark. It is January 2nd of 2019. So good morning to all of you. For those of you who have missed us, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
For those of you who listen to the podcast and are like, why aren't they putting the podcast out? It's because we've been gone and we've been stuck in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole deal where I really thought, like the final week that we were here, which was the week of Christmas, I guess, or right before it, I was like, oh no, by the time we get back.
Do you remember how excited we were when we left? Because we knew when we came back, we would have like a new studio up and running.
Right. And here we sit.
In the closet.
In the closet still. The only place that can actually have the main control room go down for 3.5 weeks and still not have it fixed. Like, I think I could get the manual and fix this myself by this point.
Let's just get on YouTube, and I'm sure there's a way that we can find, you know, to fix it.
There's a manual on the thing.
Oh.
Do you remember Emmanuel Lewis?
Webster, right?
He was a friend of mine.
Was he?
I liked him when I was young, because I think I was small, and then I kind of related to him and Gary Coleman.
Yeah, I get you.
That doesn't make a lot of sense,
right.
Does it?
Mm-mm.
Can I tell you something weird?
Please.
It's an awkward moment. Can we have an awkward moment together?
Of course.
Because you and I haven't seen each other since our final show of last year.
Correct.
And you've accused me of not being a good friend.
You're not.
Thank you. But can I tell you something that'll make you feel better?
What?
There's a ton of people in my phone that would say the same thing.
Well, I would like all of the people that you say are your friends, but that you never respond to within 8 days, I would like for all of them to come up and let's talk about you needing an intervention. Someone needs to teach you how to... A break from your friends?
Well, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Because y'all stress me out.
Whatever.
I don't know what it was, but like, if you go back through, it's embarrassing.
No,
like,
I know. I deleted it because it would just make me mad every time I would look and I would see Brandon's name in my phone and no response. Hours, days, weeks, months.
You're making it sound worse than it
is. Well, I mean.
So then she decided to start emailing me.
I did.
Corporate email.
I said, since you are inadequate to answer your text messages, I'm going to send you a professional email.
What if my phone was broken?
I know it's not broken.
My service was disconnected. My service has been disconnected.
I can tell you're a liar.
Always disconnect on Christmas week.
So what is your actual, what's your excuse?
I don't have an excuse.
Well, that's bad. You need to find one.
We were overrun with family and the holidays.
So was everyone.
It's a lot.
So was I.
No.
I still have family coming in.
No, you don't.
Yeah, my mom's coming in Friday to see my son play. And she's staying with me.
No, she's not.
Yes.
You haven't told her anything about that? Like, you're still cool with that? Because we've talked about it, maybe on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime family comes in to stay, it is stressful.
It is. I'm getting better. Every year I get a little bit better with not being as anxious or stressed out or I've got to get my house clean or whatever, just because it's really not that big a deal once it happens. It's just right. The anxiousness of getting everything together and wanting everything to be perfect.
Well, my wife kept saying it over the holidays. She was like, man, we spent all that time getting ready for Christmas and family, and it was just done.
Yep.
And then everybody was gone.
I know.
And when everybody left, I'll tell you the first thing that I did. I went into the room. And I took my shorts off, and I got down to just my shorts. And I said, "This is what vacation is supposed to be. You can
and
walk
you started
around,
running around the house.
Well, I mean, I had
happy.
My shorts on.
Yeah,
but I wasn't constricted.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's something about the freedom. And my wife said she felt the same way.
No, I get it. I definitely get it.
She had to release the hounds.
Release the hounds.
And then she was better too.
My husband says the same thing.
Does he really? That's weird. All right. I do want to tell you something embarrassing, then we'll do birthdays coming up in a few minutes. If you guys have a birthday, you can post us on Facebook. So the embarrassing thing is, and I don't even know how to tell you this, because I did think about you.
Wait, it's about me?
It was about
That's
me.
That's the awkward thing?
Let me ask you.
Oh, great. You're doing this on the air. What is it, Brandon?
And this will live forever on the podcast.
I don't even like how you're looking at me. What are you about to say?
I thought about you over the last couple of days.
And I'm going to be like, the normal me is going to be like, oh, that's so sweet. He is my friend. But what was it from?
Because I realize there's a song that every time I hear it, I think of you.
I swear on my life. What is it?
My love.
Every time.
I know. I think of you too. Is that bad?
We're the only people who like this song. But I played this while I was cooking dinner, and I'm thinking of Kelly.
Winter day is just a
I'm like, that's a weird deal.
I think it's because this summer we were all at your house, all of our families, and me and you kept playing this song over and over again. And your wife and my husband were like, what is it with this song? And we were like, I guess it's just nostalgic. I don't know, but we love it.
So now, when I think of Kelly,
well,
I think
of
love
song, I guess.
That's strange. And that's my confession for 2019. The only one I'll make on the air all year long.
Northeast Arkansas's morning show. Brandon Baxter in the morning. 107.9 K-Fine.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. Thanks for having us on this morning. I'm trying to look outside.
It's still just kind of now looking like it's lighting up. I haven't seen the darkness of the morning in several mornings.
What time did you wake up on vacation?
Probably depending on when my kids woke me up.
I need you to tell the truth.
I would say 10 to 10:30 most
days. Son of a gun. What time did you go to bed then?
Late, because I'd stay up with the kids, stay up with family. I would say sometimes 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't stay up that late. Even on New Year's Eve, I didn't stay up that late.
Wow.
But like most mornings, I was waking up at about 8 o'clock, which is 4 hours like longer than normal.
Yeah.
I felt so rested.
I know.
But there's still this weird deal. So like we talked about family coming in, right? We all had family. A lot of people bring in family and all that stuff. And like they come in for the first part of the holiday vacation. And it's like it's busy and it's family. And then everybody leaves. And then you feel like you're really on vacation.
Yes.
But then it's time to come right back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So still after 11 days off,
wow.
I was still angry about coming to work. Does that say something about happiness in general?
Maybe a little.
Because I was like, I have to go back. Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
And Kai's like, Dad, I'm going to miss you. And Leslie's like, Kai, you'll see him at lunch. It's not like he's going away. So, anyway, one question for you, Kelly. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Wednesday, January the 2nd of 2019.
Ooh, you almost did it.
Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Amanda Jo Songer of Jonesboro, who celebrates. Jason Stevens of Jonesboro turns 36. We have Casey Landry of Pocahontas with the birthday. Caitlin Talley of Jonesboro celebrates. Evan Henson of Jonesboro is 12 years old, an eighth grader at Westside, so happy birthday to Evan. Eric White of Truman celebrates. Savannah Cable of Paragould turns 12. Alyssa Palmer from Truman turns 10. And Linda Whiteside of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today. She is my former co-host Yvette. That's her mom.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Miss Whiteside. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Ben Hardy is 28. He played Roger Taylor in last year's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yep.
Karina Smirnoff is 41. She's a dancer from Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Dax Shepard is 44. He's on Parenthood on NBC. He was on Punk'd. He's married to Kristen Bell. Also has a really good podcast. Cuba Gooding Jr. is 51. He was on Jerry Maguire and As Good As It Gets. Tia Carreri, did I say that right?
I think it's Carrera.
Carrera.
Tia Carrera.
Is 52. Kate Parkson, Wayne's World.
I will have somebody.
Uh-huh.
And there's two people I can think of.
Yep.
My nostalgia friends
uh-huh.
who will send me a picture of Tia Carrera.
Yes.
Because she was a love interest. Was it Wayne that had a crush
on
her?
She was a babe, yes.
Oh, she was.
Mm-hmm.
Schwing.
Yeah, schwing.
So, thank you.
Yeah. And then we have Doug Robb from the band. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hoobastank.
Hoobastank.
Yeah.
I used to play Hoobastank.
I know.
When I was on the pop station.
Yeah.
They had one song that was huge. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Because it was really, it was this one right here, The Reason.
That I just want you to know.
Giveaway K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Casey Landry, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Why are you giggling?
I didn't know where, I thought you were going to go somewhere different with that.
No, I want you to tell me where you thought I was going to go.
I thought you were going to say that you were burned out and then all of a sudden you're not.
Thank you, Kelly. It's a really bad time for you to say that. Like the whole team is on their way to work this morning.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning. We're glad to be back.
Happy New Year.
See what you get when you give us vacation? We're so greedy. We just want more of it.
Yes.
Like 11 days. Oh, that's not long enough.
Yeah.
But I realized like most people here, I don't think anybody worked over the last 11 days.
Oh, yeah?
Like maybe David.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but David's now the boss.
He is a worker.
He's the boss.
The boss. Boss Dave.
Boss Dave was
like
taking
boss
over.
Boss Hog. Boss Dave.
Boss Dave was in charge while I was gone.
That's good. He's kind of like third in command here.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sent out some motivational emails.
He must have left me off that list.
Yeah, he was mad at you.
Yeah.
Because when you said...
Well, what else is new?
You said something like, good job, boss.
Yeah.
And like legit...
I really thought I was going to get something back funny, but then I just got back a response that said, go away.
And do you know how I took that? I took that as David did
mad.
Not think you were funny.
Oh, David.
So today, when David gets to work,
I will give him a big hug.
I will have an intervention with Kelly and David.
Okay.
Because we need to get them to come back together as like a mother and son awkward couple.
Yes, he is my work son.
All right, let's do some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood has been soaking up some downtime before she relives the whole I have a newborn thing with the whole no sleep, that kind of thing. So she posted the sweetest picture on social media on New Year's Day that included her little son Isaiah, who's 3 and a half, with his head. He was laying on her belly bump, which looks like, again, we said earlier, it looks like she could have a baby any second. Yeah. It is going to be a second son. But she captioned the picture, kicking off 2019, right? Me and my boys cuddled up watching a movie. Then she goes on to say, yes, I'm wearing Mike's shirt. Hashtag letting it all hang out.
Yep.
So to check out the picture, it's on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
So I wasn't the only person to celebrate an anniversary over the holidays, right? Brian Kelly from Florida Georgia Line and his wife, they went out on their 5-year anniversary and renewed their vows.
Aww.
And they posted some photos on his Instagram account. I thought the caption was really sweet, and maybe I should have used this one. His caption was, I'd marry you a million times.
Aww.
I love you with everything that I am. I loved renewing our vows for our 5-year wedding anniversary. You can check out the sweet photos on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
In a recent interview, Brett Young talked about being ready to spend 2019 with the people he loves, and he said that they are really excited about having kids sometime soon.
Wow.
He said that he and his wife have been a mom and dad to their dog, but they're looking to basically step up their game, is kind of what he said with a little laugh. And he goes on to say that they're not going to put pressure on themselves, but they're definitely ready.
There you go. Congratulations to them. So, you know, we did the whole deal where we got married on New Year's Eve 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And within 2 weeks, we were pregnant.
Congrats.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, there we go. Guess we were excited about getting married.
Right. Yeah.
Really sure. But that's your country music news.
It's Brandon Baxter in the morning.
They keep me laughing and they play the best music.
On 107.9 K-Fine.
I think you messaged me about him, didn't you? Russell
I did.
Dickerson. You like him?
I like him a lot.
We listened to a lot of music over the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I bet if I go back, though, my most streamed artist, who would you think?
Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, I think so. So, I'm proud of that.
She needs to come out with another album because you're just eating those albums up.
I'll consume it immediately. I wanted to, let me do this too because I think I want to set the mood. Because we're back from vacation and I think, you know, sometimes... I'm kind of disappointed in myself, I'll confess. Another confession. I don't think we watched one Christmas movie over the holidays. Like, I didn't even see Christmas Vacation, which I've watched every single year.
What about the one, A Christmas Story, that's played on that one channel over and over, like, for 24 hours?
I didn't see it. I watched a ton of Steve Harvey. Like, he was everywhere. Family Feud's on all the time at my house. And then he had a New Year's Eve special. Did you see that one?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seacrest is really good. That's all I'm going to say. Is that bad?
No.
We didn't even start any new shows or anything, but I did see a lot of people talking about, I don't know if it's a movie, and maybe you could help me with it. Bird Bath.
Brandon, it's not Bird Bath. It's Bird Box. Oh my God.
I thought I saw it. Is that
Where have you been lately?
I've been on vacation.
Wow.
So is this a movie in the theaters, or is this on cable? Is this Netflix?
This is on Netflix. It's a Netflix original movie. It's with Sandra Bullock, and it's kind of a suspense thriller type deal.
Right. So it's a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
And it never went to theaters? It went straight to Netflix?
No, they're starting to do a lot of that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's really, really good, and you should watch it.
It's freaky, though, right?
It is a little freaky. I will say that there's nothing you don't ever see, basically there's this bad force. It's an evil force.
Right.
That if you look at it, it shows you all of your worst fears, and it makes you commit suicide if you see it.
Well, that's a great Christmas movie you got there.
It wasn't a Christmas movie. But it was.
Hey,
it
let's
happened.
Get the family together and watch a really scary movie about suicide.
And it happened. Yeah, don't let your young kids watch it either.
Right.
But it's very good. There's nothing that because I don't like alien movies and that kind of stuff. I just don't like that kind of stuff. But this was really good. Kind of makes you think. And basically, she has to get her 2 5-year-olds, blindfolded. To get to a better life. So there's somewhere she's trying to get, basically like a safe haven for her kids. And it's her journey, that 5 years of when it starts happening to the very end.
Who comes up with stuff like that?
I don't know, but it's a very end of the world, you know, type deal.
Would I like it?
Or
would
I don't
it freak
know,
me out?
But it's probably going to freak you out.
I think because I have anxiety issues. I'm afraid that would make me way too anxious.
But it's not going to happen. It's just somebody's
what if it
idea.
Did? Well, it's like why I can't watch those investigative TV shows.
Because you think it's going to happen to you.
Because I start thinking Leslie's plotting. Or somebody she knows, she's going to...
Well, I will say, you have plenty of do-rags to use as blindfolds if it does happen.
Oh, see,
it's
that
like
makes me more nervous.
Throughout the movie is wearing blindfolds.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to see the vision of...
Well, you can't see it or you're done. See it.
Freaky.
Yeah. So it's really good. It's probably not for small kids. It is rated R. So if you have like some teenagers or whatever, you want them to see it, I'd watch it first just because you know your own kid.
Yeah.
Some kids would probably be fine.
It's a huge trending deal, though.
It's a big deal.
I thought everybody over the our Christmas break was watching that.
Did you happen to see my Instagram picture with Bones, my dog?
No, I don't know if I did.
I tied a bandana to his eyes, and my caption was, "I didn't realize he was watching as well. # Bird Box."
No,
I
see
it
now.
You can go see it. It's
you
Kelly
blinded
on
your dog?
It's Kelly on K-Fine. It took me a really long time to get that picture, so you have to go look and like it.
I'm calling PETA.
No! People did it. I got the idea from other people.
Oh, so you're stealing the idea.
Basically, but it's cute.
It is a cute picture. So you can follow us on social media. She is...
Kelly on KFIN.
And I'm Brandon on KFIN.
107.9 KFIN.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. It's Wednesday, January the 2nd, 2019 is here. As we kick off the new year, I want to reach out to Eric Birch from Birch & Co.
Yeah.
Because I believe that as we enter this year, it's time for us to have, basically a fresh perspective.
Yeah.
On what we need to tackle in 2019. So, Kelly, because we still work in a closet, because our room is not fixed after 3.5 weeks, no bitterness.
Nope.
No bitterness at all. I need your help.
Okay.
Because this room doesn't work like our other room. So, Kelly's going to dial Eric's number.
Wait,
as
on
I
this
hit
phone?
This button. Yes.
All right. Well, this phone looks like a 1960 phone.
Right. So dial it.
Do I pick it up?
Yes. Kelly, just dial it, please.
Okay.
Did you dial it?
No. All right.
Why are you
Do
not
I have
dialing?
To dial one of those nines?
It timed
what
out.
What is that?
It timed out. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. This is a messed
Hang it up
phone.
No,
okay.
It's not messed up.
It's really old.
All right.
No. Okay.
870. Yep.
Do I have to dial a 9?
Just dial the number. Just start 919. Are you serious?
I thought it was going to be 870. Okay. I'm ready now.
So am I.
Nine? Okay. I don't need to say it on the air, do I? All right. Fingers crossed.
Now, if it rings, you hang that up, okay?
Okay. I'm this not going to hang up on him?
This is what happens when you work in a closet.
So I'm hanging up now?
Yeah, hang up now.
Good morning.
Hey! He's there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Eric Birch from Birch & Co.
Good morning.
What's up, K-Fine Country? How are you guys?
Man, well, one of the things that we're struggling with this morning, Eric, you know, it's our first day back in like 11 days. Right. Kelly forgot how to use a phone.
No, you have to see the phone. It's a very old phone, and it's got some, it's grimy.
it's grimy.
Yeah. Well,
there's some finger dirt.
You've got her over there using the flip phone. I know.
1950 finger dirt over here.
Dude, I'm telling you. This was actually put in when the building was put in. I had a conversation with our owner the other day. We were talking about the carpet in some of the rooms. I said, it's the same carpet since 2002. And I said, Bobby, I'm not even sure it's ever been clean.
Yeah, I don't think so. Man.
So, Eric, it's a new year. It's 2019.
That it is.
So, and I think it's a good time for us to evaluate, you know, what we did in 2018, what we can improve on in 2019. And we turn to you for some motivation as we kick off this new year.
Exactly. And you guys know we've been doing this for several years. You know, New Year's resolutions, that's just not really high on my list because, you know, typically what happens with a New Year's resolution, and, you know, if we were standing in front of an audience today and said, how many people have already, you know, failed on your New Year's resolution or missed the target or dropped the ball, you know, a ton of hands go up. And I say, you know, this is a great time, as you said, Brandon, to sort of reflect on 2018. And, guys, what went right? What went wrong? What are little tweaks here and there that you need to do to improve? Because most of the time, it's not a major shift. It's not a major change that needs to be done. It's literally just a little tiny shift. So, of course, you know, most people have heard the definition of insanity or, you know, the made-up definition of insanity, which is what? Do you guys know?
Oh, I just told my wife this the other day. It's doing the same thing and expecting a different result, essentially.
That's right. So, yep. So doing the same thing over and over and expecting something different to happen.
Right. We just had this conversation just the other day.
Exactly. So if you are going into 2019 and you want something to be different, you know, if you want to be a different shape at the end of 2019, if you want your bank account to resemble something different, if you want different relationships to be something, you know, to be different, if you want a higher this or a higher that or, you know, whatever it may be, if you want additional learning, if you want additional opportunity. Guys, if you do the exact same things that you did in 2018 and 2019, you're going to get the same results. So again, I'm not, you know, even as I go into 2019, again, it's not about a New Year's resolution, but it's about little tweaks and it's about life changes. You know, the reason most diets fail is because most people think, well, this is a 30-day thing or a 60-day mm-hmm. thing or a 90-day thing, you know, and guess what happens after those 30, 60, 90 days? All of us have done it. All of us have lost the 10 pounds only to come back, you know, 6 months later and be what, 15 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just a nasty cycle. It's a nasty roller coaster. So make the little tweaks, make the little changes. You know, if it's diet this year, don't call it a diet, make it a life change. Clean out the crap that's in the fridge, clean out the crap that's in the pantries. Because if it's there, guess what's going to happen?
I'm going to eat it.
Oh my gosh, it calls your name. I had Christmas fudge on the counter. I ate it every day until it was gone.
That's it. Would you have gotten up walking across the street or gotten your car, driven to the grocery market, you know, and picked up a piece of fudge at Kroger every single night for 2 weeks?
No, but it was right there. It was easy, and it looks good when you want to have a cup of coffee.
So that's the whole thing. And you guys know last year we talked about the book Atomic Habits, and I love this quote from that is, you know, we don't rise to our goals, but we fall to our systems. Mm-hmm. You know, so I mean, you only have so much willpower. You know, people talk about it, and it's like your cell phone. In the morning, holy cow, it's easy to get up and go, I'm going to crush the day, you know, and I'm going to eat my veggies and I'm going to eat all the fruit and I'm going to stay away from that pizza and I'm going to stay away from those wild wings and I'm going to stay away from the tacos. You know, but guess what happens about 5 o'clock?
Well, you give in.
You know,
you
Taco
stress
Bell's
out.
Calling
yeah.
my name.
Yeah,
right.
It's Taco, so Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday. You gotta go. You know, so that's the whole thing. At the end of the day, we're tired. We're worn out. We end up at our houses, our homes, and you know, and what you walk over to the refrigerator, and you know, there's that leftover birthday cake.
Yeah.
You know. There's the leftover pie from the holidays. There's the, you know, all the processed goo, gob, whatever you've got, the chips, the dips, the ponchos, dressings. Hey, God,
oh,
I know I'm
gosh.
There.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so I called you out.
You're
right?
making me so hungry.
So, but you've got it. So, again, we're not going to rise to our goals. We don't have enough willpower. Don't even set yourself up for that. But we fall to our systems. And all of a sudden, if our systems are in place when we walk over to the refrigerator, and there's the carrot sticks, you know, instead of the candy bar.
Right.
You know, there's just, you've got healthy alternatives compared to the junk food alternatives. And again, you're more than likely, you're not going to go, oh my gosh, the only thing in my refrigerator today is fruits and vegetables and all that stuff that's good for me. So I'm probably going to go get in my vehicle and drive to the local market to pick up some junk, some crap.
Right.
You know, more than likely that's not going to happen again. So that's what when we talk about falling to our systems, if you've got a system in place, guess what? You know, that's probably as far as you're going to go. You're going to actually have to make a pretty good effort to go out of your way to screw that kind of stuff up. But we sabotage ourselves every single day.
Yep.
So that's what we've got to be careful and cautious about. So again, just remember the definition of insanity. You know, trying to doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So as
yep.
we go into 2019, it's going to be the best year ever. There's just no doubt in my mind about that for each and every one of you. But again, don't try to change the world today. You know, don't try to stop everything you were doing yesterday and something brand new today, guys. It's just not going to work.
Yep.
Mentally, physically, it doesn't happen. But make the little tiny tweaks, make the little tiny changes, ones that can last you not 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, but ones that can last you 30 years, 60 years, 90 years, and make it a true habit at the end of the day.
There you go. Hey, man, we appreciate you. That's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. with your early morning motivation. And if people are looking to buy or sell a home, Eric, the best way to get in touch with you.
That's it. Call my cell phone, guys. I'm here. We serve this community each and every single day. We're honored and blessed. You know, it's been 13 years, going on 14 now. So my cell phone, 870-919-4968. Stop by our office, 2408 Phillips Drive. Hit us up on Facebook. Jump on our website, JonesboroHomeListings.com. It's going to show you any and every property that's out there that's listed in the MLS. You know, just reach out to us. We're easy to find, and one of our great staff will definitely jump on top of it, get back with you. I've got a couple of people that called me yesterday that we're meeting up with today. So, yes, I did a video, I think, New Year's Eve, you know, going out to do an evaluation on a house.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, yes, our phone rang yesterday on New Year's Day. So it's what we do. It's what we love. So, you know, just like you guys, you work your tails off. Thank goodness you got an 11-day break. To sort of recoup and ready to go this year. So we've got to do that every now and then. But again, our phones are on. We're here for you. And thank you for everything you guys have done for us.
There you go. Eric Birch from Birch & Co.
Brandon Baxter in the morning, streaming live on Alexa and at KFIN.com.
Happy New Year, everybody. It's January 2nd. It's 2019. Hopefully you got to ring in the new year in a big way. It was my anniversary and the new year. And we rang it in such a great way.
Really? I was wondering what you did because I've been on you for several weeks like, hey, you need to do something really big for Leslie because it's y'all's 10-year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
Watched Ryan Seacrest.
Brandon.
We did. And we're texting my mom because she was watching as well. And
I even offered to watch Kai.
See, I don't remember that.
I did.
I don't remember.
I've done that every year since I've worked here and you've never taken me up on it.
Yeah, because I'm afraid of the mess you two would get into.
I'm sorry that we laugh and have fun together.
I'm afraid he would get in a lot of trouble. No, so like Brian Kelly goes out on his anniversary, right? And they go renew their vows on their 5-year. We had the vision. Like, we had this vision. And mm-hmm. we had this worked out 2 or 3 years ago.
Right.
Where Leslie said she knew what she wanted to do. and she wanted to go and get a dress and me get a tux and go and renew on the 10-year and then go on a special thing because we really don't ever go places just us, you know?
Right.
Like Kai's our buddy, so we take him everywhere. But she's like, maybe we do a big 10-year anniversary getaway, even if it's for a day or two.
Yeah, 100%. You need to do that.
Yeah. Well, the problem was, is I don't know if you ever noticed this thing called a bank account. But sometimes
I know that thing well.
The best laid plans and the great visions of, hey, we need to do this, end up not being real practical when we thought, well, we're going to have some smoked sausage for dinner.
Right. Leftovers, basically, because you've spent all of your money on the family and presents and food.
And it's expensive just to live.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have a car and to have a house and to pay your insurance, it's expensive.
I also offered to give you money to take her out.
You are a liar. Don't even say that. But like we had those great plans, and I don't know when we're going to try to, you know, do that now.
Okay, well, I
guess
offer,
let's do the
again,
20-year.
On the air in front of people so they know that I'm serious. I would love to keep Kai for y'all to go out and have an evening by yourselves.
What anniversary are you about to have? Or
what
when
would
it be?
It'll be 8 in February.
All right. So, like, you don't expect anything special for the 8-year anniversary.
No. Mm-mm.
But, like, do you expect a big gift? Like, did I totally fail? Should I have planned this months ago?
No, we always try to plan, like, to do something. Like, even if it's just out to eat and somewhere, like, we want to have an experience, not just, like, a gift. That's kind of how we are.
I felt like a total tool.
Well, you should.
But it's not my fault.
It's 100% your fault.
Okay. Let's go ahead and be all the way honest here. So our checks didn't even come in before New Year's. Like, we get paid today.
Mm-hmm.
We've been off. The entire time we were off, we didn't get paid.
You better get to planning. Tonight better be a big night.
I'm telling you. So then it stressed me out.
Yeah, I know.
And it depressed me, and I felt like the worst husband ever as I sat on the couch and watched
Ryan. Well, did y'all have
Seacrest.
Some nice moments of, like, sweet things being exchanged and that kind of stuff? Like, y'all talk to each other and say, it's been such a great 10 years.
I did post something. You know, I did a little bit of the throwback, which is kind of the standard anniversary deal.
Yeah.
But that might be my most liked thing ever on Instagram. Legit. Because people were, like, all about it.
Yeah.
Have you did your top 9, right?
Mm-hmm, I did.
I haven't done mine yet. I need to do that. I'm afraid to see what it might be, though.
It's probably silly stuff.
I think that would be number 1. What do you think's number 2?
It'll be something with probably you and your family or Kai or Leslie. People are big about family stuff.
Yeah. So most people have done that by now.
Yeah.
Should I do it right now?
You should do it right now.
I'll work on my top 9.
I've got my top 9.
What was your number 1?
Can you see that?
Well, I think the first one would be the number 1 because you can't reorder it, can you?
I don't know. Well, actually, I think you can rearrange them.
Did you rearrange it?
I don't think I did.
So your number 1 would have been,
let's see,
the family pick.
Yeah, it was
it's
a family
y'all out
pick.
Camping or something.
Yeah.
Were you camping?
No, that's right in our front yard. We wanted people to think we were camping. No, I'm just kidding. It's in our front yard.
That's in your front yard?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So then number 2 is you and our friend Clay.
Yeah, Clay Band on Night to Shine, which, by the way, I'm going back to that February 8th with Clay Band.
Just hoping that Tim Tebow shows up.
Well, I mean, you can hope.
Is that you and Kurt?
Yep.
You
kids,
and Joey.
Yep.
My idea for the windblown look?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was not your idea.
That was my idea.
No. I said that I wanted to be glamorous like Carrie Underwood, so I wanted to have David the Barrel Boy follow me everywhere with a fan, and that's where that picture came from.
Stop taking credit for my ideas. All right, we're on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
And go follow us.
Have you enabled the 107.9 KFIN skill on your Amazon Echo? Download and enable the KFIN skill on your Alexa app and say, Alexa,
hi,
play KFIN.
I just did my top 9, best 9 or whatever. And my 10-year anniversary post is the most liked thing I did all last year.
Well, that's good.
So it's me and my wife. Then it's me and my work wife, Kelly.
Me.
And David. And then it's me and my wife at the charity ball. And then it's an awesome picture of my son. And then it's a sexy, pouty face of my wife. Why did so many people like that? Out of all the things I post all year, that's one of the most popular things.
Because your wife's beautiful.
Then it's me and Carrie Underwood. Hey, me and Ryan Vaughn and the Chancellor. Kelly Danfus made it.
Hey.
Top 9, me and Kai at the zoo. So I'll post mine. I know a lot of people have already done that. But again, we're on social media. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and on Twitter and Snapchat.
Kelly on KFIN as well.
New Year's resolutions. Did you make one?
I don't typically, like, we, you know, we were talking to Eric Birch a little while ago, and he was saying, you know, sometimes if you make a resolution, sometimes that sets you up to fail. And so I'm more on the side of not making a resolution because I listen to Eric Birch.
So basically, he talks about vision boards too. You don't even have a vision board.
I made one yesterday, Brandon.
Yeah, I need to make one. So my vision, and the main thing I want to work on, there's two things. And one of these came up because the last thing I did before we went on our vacation was I had a dual remote. And we were at Orville's Men's Store and at Steamroller Blues. And I decided that I needed to change my fashion. Why are you laughing?
Okay, so what would you describe your fashion as now?
Defeated.
Not right. Defeated. Already been beat.
Okay. I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, so what, I mean, what did it? What was there a certain item or a something? You're going to start wearing dressy clothes? Like, what's going to happen?
I just think I got to fix something. But here's what happens. Every time I try to change, people who have known me for a long time say it doesn't look like me.
For example,
you.
Me.
And my wife.
Yeah.
People I'm close to will say to me, that didn't really look like you.
I'd have to see you. I'd have to go to the store with you and I'd have to see the different outfits. And I would be, you know, I'd be honest because I can't keep my honesty from you because you can see it.
So last night, as we're having this discussion, because me and my wife, again, one of our things we're going to do whenever we actually have money is go get new stuff, right? Mm-hmm. We both want to kind of reinvent. But you have to have money to reinvent.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, let's go through my stuff and just see what I have and what we can make use of.
I have reinvented my closet like 10 years in a row.
Yeah. So what I did was I started putting clothes on. She'd get, oh, I like this shirt. Surely this one fits right. And I'd put it on and she would laugh at me.
So then you would put that in the pile as negative.
And then she's like, why did you ever buy this shirt? I'm like, you were with me when I bought it. You didn't make fun of it then, but you make fun of it now. And all these shirts that she bought me a year and a half ago.
Are you talking about like, okay, well, I just keep thinking, have you gotten rid of your skinny jeans?
Yeah.
Your skinny jeans.
They don't even button. And my wife was trying to tell me on all the shirts that we bought around that same time period, why are you laughing so uncontrollably about that?
Just see, I have this vision of us being at a store trying on dresses because me and Leslie were trying on dresses for the charity ball and you were there and there was mirrors everywhere.
Well, you see yourself.
And you kept screaming at both me and Leslie going, y'all just look at me. Just look
ridiculous.
At me in the mirror.
And because I never look at myself with, well, those mirrors were all around in that bridal
store.
But
I think it was because you had on the skinny jeans and then you had them tucked in to your Converse.
You're hateful. Do you realize that? Because you
can't breathe.
You didn't tell me.
But I guess then I didn't realize how funny it was.
Because now it's hilarious.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
And all those shirts that were so stretchy that my wife bought. Because everything is flex now. But the problem is, like, unless you look like The Rock,
right?
Most dudes probably don't need to be having on flex stuff.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Right? So she's trying to convince me last night that the reason she's laughing is because my muscles have grown so much. And that's the reason. That's the reason none of my clothes fit.
She's such a good wife.
She's like, but your shoulders are more broad and your chest is different. I'm like, yeah, it's covered in dough.
No.
So anyway,
well,
my
resolution. Well, I look forward to you reinventing yourself.
I'm scared to now because I know what happens when I do it. There was a time period where I went out and I bought some like khakis and some muted kind of shirts and I bought some Skechers with them. And I came to work because I was going to be more professional.
When was this?
2008 or 2009.
Oh my gosh, you.
And everybody
in
was
khakis.
Looking at me. They were looking at me like, because imagine khaki and then like a light peach shirt and then black Skecher tennis shoe looking things.
Hmm.
My wife says it was my worst phase.
The professional phase.
That's why I always wear the same stuff and have this. I go by the same V-necks and the same types of jeans and all that.
You know what? Just do you. Just it'll be fine. Just keep doing what you're doing.
My resolution is to be a better dressed me in 2019. Because I saw myself in the videos, because we did live video, Facebook video, or Facebook Live, whatever you call it. And if you don't watch stuff back, like when I'm at A-State, I can be in front of 30,000 people, but I'm not watching myself. So if I look like an idiot, I don't see that I look like an idiot. So with Facebook Live, I'm standing there next to people, right, at Steamroller and at Orville's, and I go back and I look at it. I'm like, what the heck did I wear that for? People saw me.
Well, at least you had on a K-Fine shirt.
I did.
Like, you had to wear that.
I'm just telling you, I'm having issues. I'm having issues in my life, and I need to get it fixed. And fixing it is going to be part of my deal in 2019.
All right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Congratulations to Michael Ray and Carly Pierce. They got engaged over the holidays.
Really cute pictures.
Yeah, they're a cute couple. So we'll see if that helps their careers or not.
Right.
You know, sometimes those deals end up, you know, not always being the
best. Someone kind of gets left behind and the other one rises to stardom.
We'll see. So anyway, let's do some gossip because there's a lot of stuff going on.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. I don't think most women need reasons to find him, like, amazing, attractive, all that stuff. So The Rock on Christmas gave his mother a gift, and the gift was a home. But the thing was, there was a deal where she could pick the house, any price, anywhere. It's a really sweet thing if you want to watch her when she realizes that he's gifting her with the home. It's a pretty sweet video, and it's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So back in October, she and fiancé Pete Davidson had a really ugly breakup after a four-month engagement. And yesterday, a fan tweeted, "Who is Ariana dating now?" Well, Ariana responded. This is what she said. "Can they tell me too? Spoiler for the rest of this year, probably my life, it's no one. Please refer back to this tweet for further questions." So with all of that relationship drama, I think she's done for 2019.
I can see why she would want to take a break. Because, man, talk about a crazy year when you really look back at her year with the passing of her ex-boyfriend, the Pete Davidson drama.
Yeah, a lot.
The bombing stuff in Manchester she was still dealing with. So a lot of stuff that Ariana Grande had to deal with in 2018. Also, gotcha gossip on Kanye West. Kanye West is back on social media, and he's mad at Drake again. And here's what happened. I guess Drake decided he wanted to go and follow Kim Kardashian on social media. Well, I guess the issue is that Drake did not follow Kanye. And Kanye got the word that his enemy, Drake, was following
his woman,
wife, but not him. And he took to social media to go off on it.
Don't you think Drake's kind of stirring the pot a little bit?
And I think Kim's doing it too. Because Kim, out of all the millions of people that follow Kim Kardashian, like, she probably has thousands that follow her every hour. And she noticed Drake.
Right.
Yeah. There's something weird about that. Right?
I think so.
I don't follow Kanye, but I follow Kim. Is he going to go off on me?
Watch out.
He might, right?
He's coming for you.
Watch out, everybody. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning. It's Brandon. It's Kelly. So 2019 is here, and I want you to get your phone.
Okay. Got it.
And I want you to begin a text to me.
Okay.
And I am going to begin a text to you. Okay. Here's what I want you to say, and then we're going to use predictive text where your phone is going to predict what you are going to do in the new year.
Okay.
And everybody can do this.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to send a text to somebody. All right. The first word, write in.
I-N.
2019.
Together? Or do I need to space it? In 2019? Okay. 2019. Okay.
I am going to...
Okay.
So you have in 2019, I am going to, and then a space, right?
Yes.
So at this point, we start hitting the center button where it chooses your words.
Okay.
So mine is B.
Mine's
home.
All right. So I choose my center word. Uh-huh. Go, pick. Okay. Y'all, guys, around? That doesn't work.
So read it.
In 2019, I'm going to go pick y'all's guys around. Well, what like that? Wait, what does yours say?
In 2019, I am going to be home.
That's it?
So then it can be at this point. And then we have a little more.
Wow.
Presley. So now mine says, in 2019, I am going to be home at this point, and then we have a little more time wrestling.
That sounds like you. Mine just doesn't make sense.
So anyway, it's kind of a funny thing you can do. Again, start it off with, in 2019, I am going to, and then start hitting the center button on the predictive text. And you might have some really fun deals, some ideas for the future in 2019.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly got to go to the movies over the holiday break.
Several times. It's actually ridiculous how many times we went.
How many times did you go?
Okay, so we saw The Mule with Clint Eastwood. That was really good.
Okay.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay.
Mary Poppins.
Right.
Let's see. I saw Aquaman right before we went on break.
Right.
I saw Bird Box. So that wasn't at the movies, but it was on Netflix.
Sure.
I saw The Equalizer 2 with Denzel Washington, which I rented that as well. What else did I go see? Like, that's all we did, I felt like, was watch movies.
But you told me that your son found something interesting in his popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
What was
I didn't think I was going to have to share that. Okay, so I, every once in a while, I don't have lash extensions, and I hardly ever wear false lashes. I'm trying to get better at it, and when I have time, like if I'm going out and I have time to do it, I'll do it. So I decided to practice because I had time. So I had practiced and had the lashes on, and I thought that they looked good. Well, my stepdaughter, Ella, was telling me earlier, she's like, I think that one's about to fall off. And I was like, oh no. So instead of just waiting till I got home, I didn't want anyone else to see that it was falling off.
Right.
So I pulled it off, and I pulled the other one off with, and it pulled like half of my eye makeup off.
So these are two pieces.
Yes.
You it's not like the little,
yeah, it's not an individual. It was like the strip of eyelashes.
Who buys those?
Everyone does. But
no, they don't.
I cut them a certain way and only put them on the ends. Like, anyway.
But why?
There's girls that know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it to you.
It makes no sense. Yes, you do.
Anyway, so I disposed of said eyelash, or thinking I did, in someone else.
This is awful.
Someone else's box of popcorn that was there, like, or so I thought it was. It had been there for a while, since when we walked in for the new movie or whatever. So I'm sitting there, and my stepson Bruce picks up his popcorn, and the movie hadn't started yet. And he was like, oh! And I was like, what is it? What is it? And he's like, somebody's fake eyelashes are in my popcorn. And I just about lost it, and so did Ella, because I just kind of like, I didn't know that it kind of went into somebody, you know, it just kind of went over, but it was my son's popcorn.
You're just going to flick it.
I flicked it.
Who flicks it? It's like a booger. You don't just flick it.
But I did, and it was an eyelash strip, and it went into my son's popcorn.
That's awful.
Lesson learned. Extra glue.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Carrie Underwood has been enjoying some downtime before she has basically a newborn baby, and that all of that starts over again. So the lack of sleep. But she posted the sweetest picture on social media on New Year's Day that included her 3.5 son, Isaiah, laying his head on her baby bump. And we also do know it's going to be another boy. But she captioned the picture, kicking off 2019 right, me and my boys cuddled up watching a movie. Then she goes on to say, yes, I'm wearing Mike's shirt. Hashtag letting it all hang out. So you can check out the picture on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Over the holidays, Brian Kelly of Florida Georgia Line, he celebrated his anniversary. He and his wife have been married for 5 years, and they went out and renewed their vows and posted some really cute photos from that. The caption, I'd marry you a million times. Which is really sweet. If you want to check out the photos, you can go and check them out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
In a recent interview, Brett Young talked about being ready to spend 2019 with the people he loves, and he said that he and his wife are really excited about having kids sometime soon. And he said that he and his wife have been a mom to their dog, but they are looking to basically step up their game a little bit to having kids of their own. And he goes on to say they're not putting pressure on themselves, but they are definitely ready.
And that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry What's on TV tonight?
Well, on TV tonight, we have Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. That's at 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock, The SEAL Team, The Masked Singer, which I cannot wait to see. I want to see that. Have you seen previews to that?
I have, and I don't know who any of the people are, but they're like celebrities that come out in masks and sing.
Yeah, they sing, and then the judges, or whoever they are, have to try to guess who it is.
So Jenny McCarthy is one of those. Mm-hmm. The guy, Kim, Jim, the guy from The Hangover. His name was not Kim.
Yeah, I know. I know you're talking about. Just say the guy from The Hangover.
Is his name Jim Yong?
Maybe.
Or is it Kim Yong?
I think it's Kim.
What is his name?
It's Jim King. Okay, well, anyway.
Hang on, there's another good one on there.
Okay.
Because I don't know if you know it, but my former girlfriend is on there as well.
Oh, wait.
Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be watching that show tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that. Well, that's on at 8 o'clock, and then a new episode of The Real Housewives New Jersey, and then a new episode of another show you like to watch, Botched. And then
at 9 o'clock,
there's a new Criminal Minds.
Hey, Siri, who were in the cast of the movie The Hangover? Who were?
I found 8 movies for you to choose from.
All right, we're going to find out what his name is.
I think it's
Ed Helms, Zach Galifi, Anukis, and others.
Ken Jeong. Oh, not Jim, not Kim, but Ken.
I knew it was something like that.